Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 12th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our friends in the heart of Wisconsin, Chamber of Commerce. We have Events and Engagement Director Lacey Alling with us. Lacey, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
It's been a while. Nice to talk to you again.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you here. We appreciate that. Thanks so much for being here. And really big shout out to the Chamber. I know that we're going to be talking about future events, but just to rewind for a second, what a successful summer for the community, for the Chamber, all of those signature events doing well. I've heard nothing but good things about Lunch by the River, Gather by the Gazebo, some of these other events. Just heard really good things. I think a very successful summer for the Chamber, which means a successful summer for our community. It's nice work by you and the team.
Thank you. Yes, we definitely put in a lot of work for it.
We got some upcoming community events to dive into. And speaking of Gather by the Gazebo and some of those, let's go ahead and kick things off right there. We'll Gather by the Bandshell.
Yeah, so tonight, I know it's so hard to, I think saying
I
Gather by the Gazebo.
Things. I was combining it, events. Yeah,
I'm sorry about like that. I am guilty of, even now that I was part of the name change, I still, because of it just flows.
Yeah.
But yes, our final Gather by the Bandshell tonight out in Rome. So really excited. The newly constructed bandshell has been wonderful. It's great for the acoustics for the entertainers. And tonight we have Bob Allen. We love him. And then Chatterbox Catering is going to be our food truck out there taking cash or card. This year we also added alcoholic beverages. So that's been a huge hit too. I think it's really fun to have something to do on a Tuesday night out in Rome. There's a splash pad out there. There's a playground. It's really open and you can see everything. So as a parent, it's a great place to take kids to where you can still enjoy yourself and then also still kind of keep tabs on them. And it's really fun. I love going out there. I'm sad that it's the summer's like already over, but yeah, really fun. 5:30 to 7 p.m. I do want to give a shout out to our sponsors. This event is presenting by Visit Rome, so they were huge in part of that alcohol edition this year. And then also our season sponsors, Sand Valley and Cobalt Banker Advantage. And then our sponsor tonight is U.S. Bank.
Big thank you to them and to all the whole community supporting this event coming on down. And the extra work that I know that you and put into this, I know you wanted this one to be even more successful than years past, and it really has been. Kudos to everybody involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've really been trying to elevate all of the community events. And then they're free and they're open to the public, so please come out. I know a lot of people are like, if they see things happening, they kind of assume that it's a private party, but please come. We want everyone to come.
Gather by the Bandshell one more time tonight, 5:30 to 7. Enjoy some Bob Allen, some great food from Chatterbox, and plenty of other great things down there. Lunch by the River. We are excited about this coming up, Lunch by the River. This one right coming up, right around the corner.
You should be excited.
Yeah.
You are absolutely one of the sponsors.
Yes.
So you should be excited for
not
this one on Thursday.
Not biased at all. Not biased at all. Are we a sponsor for that? I forgot all about. No. We're very excited about this. We get to get out in the public and everything. We don't get to do that often. So.
Right. You're locked in here. I get it. So our entertainer this Thursday, it's interesting because it's Tuesday, but it's called Manic on Tuesday. And great name for a band. And we're excited to have them. It's their first time coming there. So great. I love having new things and then obviously kind of mixing them with some of our nostalgic stuff. So really excited to have them there. This week we are also having, you're not the only sponsor. We also have Paper City Savings, and then huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, Enbridge, and then our Royal Flush sponsor. It sounds so weird. But Crockett Septic, thankful to them to have porta potties at every one of these events so that they're safe and fun and definitely brings in more of a crowd when you can stay there longer. So excited to have them.
Crockett Septic, we appreciate them, especially here at this show, of course. They sponsor our show here. But one of those businesses, you know if they're not there. You would know. You would know if they were not there.
You'll feel
it. So we really appreciate them. And especially want to thank all of our food trucks and everybody coming down. Real big shout out to Paper City Savings, of course. Love our friends over there. Worked with them for many years. And appreciate the Chamber inviting us. We're happy to be a part of this. We love this event. We love being a part of this one every year. Here's knocking on wood for good weather and all that. And whatever the weather is, we can tell you that it's going to be a good time down there. And we've only got a couple of these left.
I know. It's this year, I can't believe how fast 2025 went. I think that I guess it's a good thing. We've obviously been busy and there's lots of things to do. Hopefully we can take it in a little bit more and enjoy it. And then we do have Chatterbox, Rocky Rococo's, Jamaican Kitchen, and El Sembrador as the food vendors down there this week.
Great stuff. Something for everybody.
Yes.
We'll make plans and meet us there 11:30 to 1 this Thursday at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park for lunch by the river. Going to be a lot of fun. Rendezvous in the Park. This is a great one, and it takes place in one of my favorite places in all of Wisconsin, Riverside Park.
I know you love Riverside. Sometimes I wonder if you're just secretly living there in one of those pavilions.
Just don't look too closely. I got to stay somewhere. It's the roof or it's over there, Lacey. I got to switch it up.
They have shelter and they have electric, so I get it. It makes sense. And there's public restrooms there, so judgment.
Now you're getting me to think about it a little bit, actually. I like it that much over there. Maybe at least a couple of months a year. Maybe I just stash out over there. Bring a sleeping bag. I'll just set up.
We love Nakusa. We love the city of Nakusa. Huge shout out to them for, you know, their support in this and understanding how important it is to have community events, that they've been a season sponsor for that. And they continue to work with me and all the things that I want to do to elevate it. So we're excited for this one. We obviously had to cancel our July one due to the tornado watch and weather. We want to make sure everyone's safe. So we will have all of the sponsors from July coming to August too. So we'll have Mid-State and Ho-Chunk, which will be giving away free play, as well as Domtar and Urco. And then the Nakusa Lions Club will be giving away free food. So free dinners to everybody that comes. We'll also have Bench Attack. So love having him. Excited for him to be there. So please come out. Obviously, it's free dinner, live entertainment. We've got different sponsors. The Nakusa Fire Department came, and they actually set up some little obstacle courses, and they're doing a cadet program, which wonderful that we have these opportunities in this area with Mid-State, and also some grants that they got to kind of further that, if you have that, you know, giving, caring heart, and you want to work with the community, to please go. You can try it out there. You can fill out the application if you'd like, as well as if you want to try pool. We're going to have pool tables down there. The Spot by Jacoby has agreed to bring down their traveling table. Nice. So people can kind of try it out. Maybe they don't necessarily want to go into the bar environment, but they still want to try doing new things. So please come down there. We always bring our fun little games and give away a whole bunch of swag that we bring. So please come 5:30 to 7 at Riverside Park in Nakusa.
Great people over there, Jacoby. I appreciate them thinking of that. That's a great idea. Gets more people involved in pool. I love pool. So getting more people involved in that game and everything, that's always cool. And it helps everybody. It's a rising tide, raising all boats kind of thing. I feel bad that the last event was canceled, but a credit to you guys for making that call. I think that's smart. And it kind of worked out because all of this in one place, like, man, to have one
It'll be larger than life.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. You have one of the greatest musicians in all of Wisconsin there tonight. I will die on that hill. Ben is that talented, that good at what he does. Having something like that, that's a selling point right there. Free dinner? Like,
I know.
You're going to get people that weren't even thinking about this coming down for that one, which is really nice. A big shout out to the Nakusa Lions Club for doing something like that. That's above and beyond. This is going to be a fun event.
Yes, we are very excited. Obviously, if you have, if you want to reach out, if you have any questions, you need more information, we'd love to have people to be part of these things for next year. We're already kind of planning 2026 and trying to get our layout. So if you're interested, please reach out to the chamber or my email at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
Speaking with our friend Lacey Alling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, getting ready for an event that my sister, one of the bigger things, Jill doesn't, she's in Madison now and she's living her life and everything. She's doing really good. But every once in a while, there are events that she really misses in the area and asks about how they're doing and what's going on with them. One of the ones that I know she always liked was the Downtown Grand Affair. Her and my mom love checking out all the vendors and seeing some of those things. We got the 25th coming up. Is that right? Wow.
25 years.
Man, that's impressive.
Yes.
It's impressive, and it's a note to the community and to the work being done by all the vendors, by the chamber, to make this happen for 25 straight years. That's impressive. That's fun. When is this coming up?
So this is Sunday, September 7th, and we want to definitely give a shout-out to our sponsors. So U.S. Bank, Crockett Septic, Urco, Ho-Chunk, Renaissance, Paper City Savings, Rapids Transmission, Rafters, and then Valley Community Credit Union, as well as Bee's Tap House will be we're adding alcohol to this one this year. So obviously it's got to be closed when you leave the establishment, and we're trying to get – hopefully we can get some more chamber businesses and stuff down there to kind of participate. And then Creepers Car Club, they'll be doing the car cruise in.
Nice.
Last year they ran out of space, so there was like 199 cars and one bike. And this year the chamber actually gets to pick a winner. Oh. So we have a Chamber's Choice. So really excited for that. We have a lot of different food vendors, a lot of new ones. We have like Pierogies R Us. So a lot of different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So I love being able to offer, even if it's a small community, mm-hmm. but just to offer so many different kinds of options for everybody, as well as obviously the craft vendors. We are still accepting unique craft vendors, some of those local entrepreneurs. So please reach out. We have a lot of food vendors, so I would prefer more craft vendors right now. But if you have something unique that you make, we please reach out. We want to have something different, and I love handmade things. Obviously, we've talked about that for years. It's not the same. The quality is not the same as when you buy from these big stores. Obviously, sometimes we have no choice but to support them. Mm. But when we have events like this in our community, and a lot of these people that are vendors are from here. So you're supporting local, and then you're supporting their family. And I think that it's kind of like a full circle moment for that. So please come out. That is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 7th, right in the downtown, right in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids.
Cannot wait for it. It's going to be fun. And as Lacey said, there's still time if you're a vendor out there and you want to be a part of this, reach out to her. We'll get you that information before we wrap up. Also wanted to talk about a couple of other big things coming up, like networking at night. This is always a fun one, very well attended, and that is coming up this Monday.
Yes. The name, I think, Kill the Keg.
Yeah, it's
kind of, it's such a, the name just kind of lives on now. Yes. even if we try to not do it and we try to not have alcohol, it would still be,
Kill the Keg. Yeah.
Yes. So our networking at night will be at the Rafters, so Witterfield, and then that's going to be Monday, August 18th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and then there will be 50-50. There's going to be raffles, obviously free beer, free food, until it runs out. I know we did run out last year, so please don't wait until 6:45 to come, because chances are there isn't going to be much left. They definitely try to push it. So obviously this is open to members, future members, and free to attend. And then as well as that, it's going to be you can check out the Rat Trap, you can check out the Craft River, the Press Box. I think it's fun to kind of get to go there when there isn't, not that like the game is, you know, like obviously that's what we go there for, but it's, you can kind of like get more of like an inside scoop and get to go up there, take some pictures up there, check out the locker room. It smells great in there now. So it's fun. Obviously there's music they're playing, and then kind of, I mean, do some photo ops if you want up in the, you know, up in the Rat Trap, things like that, but come check it out. It's free. There's free food. Obviously it's that stadium food and cheese curds and gigantic hot dogs and,
You had me at cheese curds.
Free beer.
There you go. If any other selling point we need, you might have even just been able to say that.
What else do I have to say? Yeah. There's free beer, so you should just come at 521 Lincoln Street.
It's a fun event. We appreciate that going on. All the live music and all that kind of stuff is a really cool part of this. And I love the note about going there when there isn't a game being played. I don't think we would have a hard time selling anybody when there's a game going on. It's very exciting to be down there, sure. But even when there's not a game, it can be exciting and fun. And this event is a really good way of showing that. Also, really giving people an opportunity to not only look behind the curtain and see all the work that's put into this, but I think another reminder, especially after the season we just had. I have the Rafter players on, and Jake and their assistant GM on all the time. And Jake and I were talking about this on air and off air. The purpose of the Rafters and the idea of it is certainly we want to see a winning team. We like to go to the ballpark and see W's for our Rafters. And we know what it's like to win a championship around here. I'll never forget that year. But the purpose of this team and this organization is certainly to help these players get on to the next level and to impact the economy of our community. And if you're just looking at those two factors, we did that 2 weeks into the season. We did that. Like, it's a very successful season for the Rafters in that regard. I know it's not the wins that we wanted and some of that. Nobody wants it more than the players in that front office. But it's another reminder, this event, going down there, checking things out when it's the off season, if you will, a reminder of what really matters with this team and how lucky we are in this town to have a team like that. There's only a handful of teams in the Northwoods League, and not everybody's got a team like this. Not everybody has a team that can do something like this. The Rafters are the only team in the Northwoods League that own their own stadium. So when they want to have a concert like the glam band down there the day after the first regular season game, or they want to host an event like this, they can do that. They can put back into their community that way, along with also opening their doors and showing you a little bit of the behind the workings and stuff. It's a fun event. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we actually drove by on Friday night, on date night, we drove by there and we saw it. And I was like, I didn't even realize at first what was going on. I thought the games were over. But it looked like it was very well attended. And that's what we need. We need more things to do in this community and not always things that, you know, for younger, for older. Mm-hmm. I think we just need more opportunities to get out. Obviously, mental health is something that, you know, staying home, it's hard. So yeah, you need to get out, go get some sunlight, go listen to some, you know, free music. Mm-hmm. There's tons of free opportunities in this community. And obviously, the community is supporting you guys. So come and support them.
Yeah. And come to Coffee with the Chamber. That is coming up August 27th, Wednesday, August 27th. That'll be going on over at with our friends from Midstate. Or no, it's got one of the speakers is from Midstate.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. So it will be at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, so that 1120 Lincoln Street.
You guys get to host it. Oh, that's
yes.
Cool.
They're going to come to us. And then it's going to be Wednesday, August 27th from 8:30 to 9:30. And then our speakers from Midstate are Jackie Esselman and Brenda Hudick. And they'll be sharing some insight on building tomorrow's talent, apprenticeships, and custom training.
It's a big one. That's a huge topic. I don't care how big or how small your business is, how well it is doing or anything. That's an important topic for everybody. It's something we pay a lot of attention to in radio. When I first got in the radio, they were telling me, well, you know, I don't know how long this business is going to be or something like that. 22 years later, radio is doing great and still very thriving very well. But anybody that loves this industry can't just sit back and like, all right, well, we're good. Like, no, we need young people to care about this business. We need young people involved in it. And that's everybody. There's no business out there that can't survive without young input, young people. Another great note about this, when you're bringing in interns, when you're doing some of these apprenticeship things, is you're getting a chance to also have a window into that world, into what it is to talk to a younger person, being a younger person, all these things. The most coveted market in all of sales is 18 to 27, 18 to 34, that age range. When you can tap into that in any type of way, that's business 101. Like, that's important. And these two individuals really know what they're talking about. They're really able to help people, especially those that may not even know where to begin with something like that. You know, it's a great opportunity, a great thing to feature as a part of Coffee with the Chamber.
Yeah, we're definitely, we take advantage of it. I mean, we have interns from UWSP. We have ones from Midstate. We also have volunteers from ODC. And I think, obviously, it takes a village to not only raise a child, but I think to grow and to have your mindset, I think, changed a little bit. We've been really fortunate with our interns that they've been able to pick up some of the slack with certain things or take things above and beyond where we're trying to get them, as well as sometimes they can think outside the box or they talk different. They know certain words to use, certain hashtags. They understand the importance of marketing on different platforms. And then kind of just, I think they have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And even though I feel like a lot of us think like, oh, we're still young. Okay, well, go hang out with an 18-year-old because I guarantee you that you will not feel older.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to when we think of internships and a lot of those things, more times than not, the business or the workers or whatever thinking about what that intern can do for what they can do for them work-wise and everything. They don't think enough about asking the intern questions and finding out things from the intern and stuff. They are obviously going to, more times than not, be younger. And they're going to have an insight that you just don't have. No matter how hip or cool anybody is out there, we're all getting older and getting less cool by the day. Trust me. But it, all of that said, it's also any chance you can lower the ladder and help people up into an industry. That's, to me, that's the job when you get to a certain place. That's the one of the first goals is, so I got up here so I can lower that ladder and other people can come up.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity to be a part of all of those things. And check out the Chamber. When's the last time you've been over at the Chamber Stomping Grounds? Get on over there.
Yes. And I think it's great to have, I mean, especially with us doing it in our parts, we see that it can be cost effective. And if you are, I mean, obviously we're a nonprofit, but if you're a smaller business that's looking, sometimes Midstate will work with you where they're paying some of those wages. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting staff members in, maybe you can't afford, you know, to pay certain things, and they'll work with you. And as well as, I mean, they'll help with the onboarding process. And there's so many grants, and I think it's a great way to train people and obviously get them in and get them interested and then keep our talent here.
Yes. Yeah.
To where they're not leaving and going to those bigger cities because there's opportunity here. just as well.
If they're enjoying, if they're treated well, and they have an opportunity to, in the business they're already started in, to move up, I mean, yeah, they stay in town more than times than not. That's a great point to make up. And Coffee with the Chamber coming up Wednesday, August 27th, 8:30 to 9:30 over at the Chamber Stomping Grounds. Go check that out over there. And as we're wrapping up, ladies, just wanted to touch on a couple of other things. I know we always like to highlight the member of the month. We got our August member of the month.
Yes, you probably see them everywhere. Lauren Exteriors is our member of the month. So definitely if you're looking at having anything done, we do have their contact information on our website. So you can go and use that platform to get there, to get additional information. I know they do some free estimates, and there seems like they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Their signs are everywhere. Their trucks are everywhere. And then as well as we have a ribbon cutting for Milltown Coffee, and that's on Friday, August 15th from 11 o'clock to 11:30 at 3821 80th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. So you're going to recognize that address as Chatterbox's address. But yeah, they're working in there. And obviously Kathy has two kitchens. So great way to expand and get stuff out there. I've heard some people are out there eating and that it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Obviously they have their food in Mid-State too. So
I've heard nothing but good things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. We've been to Mid-State quite a bit recently, and they're always making food for us, and definitely appreciate. I love, there's nothing like a quick sandwich, but it's also still like you can tell that it's homemade and the bread's good. Yes. And the avocado, and it's fresh. And so definitely a huge shout out to them and their ribbon cutting and growing. Obviously,
yes,
that's what we want to see. And especially with 2025, I mean, it gets harder every day, and we're proud of them.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. Be a part of that. Come on down, have some good food and coffee, and be a part of the ribbon cutting coming up on August 15th, 11:30 over there at Milltown Coffee. And finally, the Chamber Cash Calendar Raffle. Wanted to talk about that.
Yes, so we've been selling all summer, and obviously we're going to start drawing at the Downtown Grand Affair. That'll be our first one. So $1,650 in Chamber gift certificates awarded in 16 days. And you can win and go back in and then win again. And we've had that happen several times. So obviously if people are like, oh, I already bought a ticket, well, you can buy another.
That's pretty cool.
Quality Plus Printing is our print sponsor for that. So huge shout out to them for printing our lovely gigantic posters and our boards. And then so it's one ticket for 10 or three for 20. We're selling them at obviously all of our community events as well as the Chamber. You can definitely call if you want to pick some up, and please buy. I had my child enter and she won.
Nice.
I think there's a lot of people that are winning, and definitely it's a fun thing to kind of do. And if you're only putting in $10 and you win $100, that's a pretty good investment.
It's a pretty nice investment. Yeah. Right there. Can't say that about a lot of things these days.
Right.
And the investment you make already, you win. Regardless of if your name's pulled out of there or not, you're helping the Chamber. And the Chamber is its number one job. Its really only job is making this community better in whatever way it can. So you're investing in your community by doing that. You win already. But yes, as Lacey noted, you could win also cash and stuff.
Yeah, up to $1,650. And we'll be drawing every single day at those businesses that have sponsored it. And then we'll be calling too, but we'll do a Facebook Live. Definitely tune in. I think we're doing it around 11 o'clock for that month.
With the Facebook Live you mentioned there, that gives me a note to encourage the audience to go on to Facebook, throw into your search bar, Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Be sure to follow along with the things that they're doing over there and share them on your page so that other people can see them. And of course, if you want to know more and be a part of the 25th annual Downtown Grand Affair, or be a part of Coffee with the Chamber next year, any of the events that we've talked about or anything going on with our chamber, Lacey, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so please reach out. You can obviously go on the www.wisconsinrapidschamber.com, and that will take you to, if you go, it's pretty user-friendly compared to our older website, and it'll take you to just different pages as well if you don't have Facebook, but then also obviously our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, and then you can reach me at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or you can call us at the Chamber at 715-423-1830.
Appreciate you, Lacey. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, and a big thank you to everybody over at the Chamber. Say hi to them for us.
I will. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.